Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Bet. This is Maddie. How can I help you?
Hi, Maddie. It's just Renee calling back. I'm just calling in regards to what I can put on Forest next.
Oh, yes. Sorry, it took me a second to realise you were. Sorry, the bet had been... I will just go check. Do you mind holding for a moment?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome.
Hello, Pat McWhirter speaking.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Yeah, look, she's reluctant to take the collar off because if she chews at the suture, that could be problematic. If you're there able to monitor her and watch her, then you can take the collar off and she may not bother the suture anyway.
It was just more of, is there, like, anything that I can put on her neck? Because she's kind of rubbed it raw already.
Okay, usually we don't have that problem with the fabric collars. We'll get them with the ones where it's stiff, but not the fabric ones.
Yeah, she did it last time too and ended up clawing a hole in her neck.
Oh, God, okay. Now, that's a bit problematic, isn't it? I wonder whether if that's the case, if the risk of her chewing out the suture is less than the issue in terms of with the collar.
Yeah, I might just have to keep an eye on her and, just more of, like, if there was anything to, like, just put on her neck to, like, help it with the redness and stuff.
Yeah, maybe, look, what I suggest you do, watch her tonight, maybe pop her in tomorrow and let's have a look at it. The other thing is, look, I mean, she will have had the suture in now 48 hours, something like that, was it? You picked her up.
I think it was Monday that she had it done. So, yeah.
Look, I suggest see what she's like tomorrow. It may be that we can take that suture out. Well, it may be that if she chews it out, it's not going to be any big deal anyway. Quite often we can get it out after 48 hours and it'll be okay, but we would prefer to leave it in longer. If you were to take the collar off and she were to chew the suture out, you're probably still going to be okay, but, you know, you're kind of between a rock and a hard spot with it.
It's just like to stop the itchiness and, she hates the cone and she doesn't give in to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, use your own judgment. If you want to take it off and just monitor it and see what she's doing with that suture, she may leave it alone anyway, in which case leave the collar off. But if she's really going at her vent, then we probably should. But I don't want her to get a hole in her neck, that's for sure.
It's just more of what can I help to reduce the inflammation on her neck and stop her from itching at it.
I don't think I've got anything I can easily tell you to do. I mean, you can't stick a Band-Aid underneath it very well. I think go ahead, do that tonight. See how you go. If it looks as though you can leave it off, then leave it off. Go
just
from there.
Pretty much just, like, keep an eye on her and see how she goes.
Yeah, and bring her down tomorrow if needs be.
Yeah, okay, not a problem.
Okay, no problem. Catch you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.